Is Trump influencing polling?
No.
No.
What we're talking about are two different things. I think that the actual question that y'all should be asking, rather, not so much if Trump is affecting opinion polling, but is Trump affecting the conventional way political campaigns are being run? And to that, the answer is an absolute yes. In other words, he's violating all the rules, and he's still the top dog, insulting people, you know, whether it be Megyn Kelly or ethnic groups, skipping debates. He's doing all that, and he's still on top. So really, I think the more apt question is Donald Trump rewriting the rules of political campaigns? He is, but I don't think that's something that every political candidate in the future could necessarily do, because he has celebrity and he's been around the public eye for years.
Well, that's the thing. A Donald Trump, a man who is self-sustained, can afford to take the hit of public opinion, whereas a politician who needs support from, you know, from deep-pocketed backers, can't go out there and just say whatever he wants to say about, you know, illegal immigration or, you know, gender equality in the workplace or whatever. Yeah. I mean, they don't dare risk poor public opinion because it will affect their donors, where Trump is self-financed.
Exactly. And I think, too, that, in my opinion, is a large part of Donald Trump's appeal, is you have a lot of people who are fed up with politics as usual. And it's one of those things that comes and goes, just kind of like two decades ago with Ross Perot. And here comes Donald Trump, who's violating every rule, and he has the self-confidence to get away with it. That kind of self-confidence, I think, is what is fueling his campaign, because most politicians are a very skittish bunch. And you're right, Kevin, they're afraid to do something that would offend their donors or the media or so forth. Donald Trump isn't afraid. And I think that's a part of his appeal, is that kind of, you know, willingness to stick things into people's eyes.
Someone who is not known for holding his tongue, or wasn't anyway when he was in the public life, Donald Rumsfeld, said yesterday that Donald Trump has struck a nerve in the American public.
Yes.
Which nerve did he strike?
What I think this reminds, remember years and years ago, there was that movie called Network, where you had the reporter who said he was as mad as hell and he wasn't going to take it anymore?
Yeah. Howard Beale, the mad prophet of the airwaves.
That kind of mentality, I think, is what Donald Trump is kind of, exploiting. Because you have a group of people out there that feels insecure about what's going on in the world, and Donald Trump is basically playing to them. And I think that's what's part of his appeal, a large part of his appeal, in fact.
Has he forever changed the way this is done in presidential polls, or is this just a temporary thing while we got this extreme personality in the race?
Right now, I would say extreme personality in the race. I think, but you know, there is one link to Donald Trump and to polling, and that is Americans have an innate desire to support a winner. And so each time there's a poll that shows Donald Trump ahead, he trumpets it on his Twitter feed and in speeches, which reinforces the notion that he's a winner and it's okay to support him, which means more people support him, which means another favorable poll, and so on and so forth. That, to me, is the Trump phenomenon.
Well, number two, you know, who has closed it up a little bit and got real close a couple of weeks ago, does exactly the same thing. Doesn't seem to work the same way for them. Doesn't seem to get that American pulling for the underdog, or my guy is so close, let me put him over the top.
Yeah. But I think in Donald Trump's case, you probably had a lot of people who were kind of dubious about him in the beginning, but with each successive poll showing him ahead, that people start getting more comfortable saying, well, if the polls say he's okay, then I think he's okay. And so I think you have people jumping on board because, for instance, the Seltzer poll that came out Saturday night, it showed him jumping 6 points in a couple weeks, whereas Marco Rubio only jumped 3 points and Ted Cruz dropped 2 points.
John, people may disagree with what I'm about to say or suggest, is that the election of Barack Obama in 2008 kind of showed us that America is ready to elect based on style over substance. Is that the way we're headed now? I mean, because if we see Donald Trump in the White House, we're going style over substance again.
I think that kind of thing comes and goes. What I think happens is politicians can either be very lucky or very unlucky in terms of being in the right place at the right time. Barack Obama was definitely in the right place at the right time. If, let's pretend, he had tried to run in 2000 after you'd had 8 years of Clinton, I don't think he would have had the traction that he did after 8 years of George Bush and a bad economy and people wanting something different. That, to me, was the fuel that created Obama's rise. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton did everything she could to lose the primary.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Barack Obama is in the right place at the right time, Donald Trump coming out immediately after all of this worldwide anxiety over immigrants and yes. the trains coming in from El Salvador with kids clinging to them. And he basically stood up there, cleared his throat, looked around the room, and he said, screw them! I mean, that's what he really said.
Exactly.
Everybody else is saying, oh, we have to find a way to work with this, and we have to find... And he basically just said, screw them! And the real question is that going to be a guiding principle for a political campaign all the way through the convention?
I think this year, assuming that you have more incidents, then that will be the mood that voters are in, that there's going to be a significant number of people out there that are going to be very unhappy at what they perceive as any kind of accommodation to immigrants. And I think that's what Donald Trump is exploiting right now, is that kind of fear and concern.
Well, I think the nerve he touched is the everyman nerve that says, you know what, I don't have to parse my words. I don't like this, and I'm going to tell you I don't like it.
Well, he is definitely, in my opinion, preying on the fears of, you know, every man in America. We're seeing the culture of our country degrade. We're seeing it be, you know, turning into this, you know, we went from being a melting pot where people come and assimilate American culture to now we're just a mishmash of whatever culture they bring in with them. We're seeing people move into the country and they don't want to become part of America. They want their own little corner of their world in our world. And it gives people fear, and he's preying on that.
So what I think is happening is you have two different approaches which are going to be put to the test tonight and in coming weeks. You have the pessimistic approach, which Donald Trump is spearheading. Mm-hmm. You have the optimistic approach that Marco Rubio and John Kasich are spearheading. It'll be interesting to see which one wins out.
One word. Give me a word. Who wins on the Dem side? Bernie or Hillary?
Hillary, 4 points.